This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour. This is the DJV program. If you have a long way to go, you're just getting started. The week begins and you're looking already toward Friday. Chin up. It'll get here sooner than you think, especially if you're busy and accomplishing things. Lots of things going on. The DJV program features the talents of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Some folks came to the farm yesterday. And they listen to us on the radio. And they find it fascinating that I would have a farm and be on the radio. I don't know why that's fascinating, but fascinating. Anyway, and they wanted to know how it was that I kept you all together. That is, they have such different points of view. How do you manage to keep them together? Well, I don't manage them at all. Basically, they have their own stuff. So this woman said to me, well, how do you find all these things? You're on the air for hours and hours and hours, and how do you find all these things to talk about? I can't imagine talking for hours and hours. And then I thought, don't you have conversations around your Thanksgiving dinner? And don't you have conversations with your friends? Sometimes, yeah, but this is different. And I said, no, it's not really. These ladies are my friends. And they work hard every day. Jay sends me all kinds of things that she's following on social media that we talk about. And Victoria spends hours and hours putting together a lot of preparatory information that we talk about. And Jennifer is always hard at it, thinking about this program and the program she does mornings in L.A. on KRLA. So it's not difficult. And I, every once in a while, come up with my own stuff that is of interest and importance, or at least I'll have a take on the things that the ladies have suggested. Let's talk about this. And anyway, there is a lot of, even though sometimes it doesn't sound it, there's a lot of work that goes into putting together a program like this. You got to be ready for almost anything because there are so many things going on in the world. And because we don't just like to focus in on one thing, there are all kinds of, your life isn't just about one thing, is it? I hope it isn't anyway. I hope that you got lots of things going on in your life that are interesting. Some of them are serious. Some of them have to do with politics. Some of them have to do with personalities. Some of them just have to do with focus on living. Let's focus on life. Hi to Julian Hernandez listening this morning and Beth Dunn. Hi. And, Elizabeth Warren is probably not listening. What do you think? Yes or no? Think Elizabeth Warren is listening to this?
It's possible.
No. Oh, why?
You don't have much love loss with her, though, do you?
She's probably not a fan. She's all over the place talking once again about canceling student loans, student debt. President Biden
really
has the power.
Because she and Bernie are staging an idea that they might want to run again in 2024. If you look at kind of how she wasn't really out there all that much in the last year.
She's been very silent.
She's been popping. And so I have this feeling that they're just kind of testing the grounds over the next year or so to see how she's going to resonate with people. And Bernie, too. Bernie was asked if he'd run again, and he said he hasn't ruled it out yet. He'll be in his little winter coat, I swear. He'd have a geriatric facility for all of the people running for president. And I am not an ageist. Holy moly. She's doing out there is she's testing the grounds, sure.
Oof, man. What a waste of time. All right, well, we all end up at
I was just reading a story about the squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Okay. Ayanna Pressley, and I think they have some boy members now of the squad as well. But they're talking about how they're anticipating that that faction of the Democrat Party will do well in the midterms. A lot of people are predicting that Democrats will probably lose pretty big if things are, if the vote was held today, the Democrats would lose the House and they would lose pretty big. But the squad is anticipating that their faction of the party, more the far left, is going to actually pick up seats. And so it makes you wonder if maybe those Democrats that are in the middle, because the party is kind of going in the direction of the far left, if they're either jumping ship and saying, you know, maybe we'll be independent voters, maybe we'll push to a Republican candidate, depending on who that is, because they don't like the direction of where things are going right now. But the Democrats will pick up more members on the far left, and maybe that's why Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders might think that there's this possibility, because it's hard. It's an uphill battle to primary an incumbent like a Joe Biden, or if at that point a Kamala Harris, it'd still be a tough uphill undertaking, unless they think they can pick up some momentum by reaching
out to the far
left.
That's the reason that lots of Americans are worried about the future of our country because of stuff like that. Where are the new – say what you will – about AOC and that bunch, or Pete Buttigieg, who I think is pretty centrist, isn't he?
He's not a far left squad member.
No, not at all. So maybe he'd be good. Are there women around that are in Congress that are kind of like him and they aren't lunatics? Because I look at these people I look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, I look at AOC, and they're lunatics. They have no national appeal whatsoever. Okay, so maybe they win in their own district for whatever the reason.
Yeah, they get a lot of headlines.
But so, okay, does that make them electable? Does that make them...
Because people love to love them and people love to hate them. They're polarizing figures. Right.
Right. But where are the reasonable people that are in either party that could do what's necessary, for example, in a situation like we have with Ukraine? Where are these people?
Probably a lot of them in Congress, but they don't get a lot of screen time. I mean, think about it. Think about this.
There are moderate Republicans who don't get a lot of screen time, too. You know?
Right. There's 435 members of Congress, members of the House of Representatives. How many of them do you see on cable news?
Like five?
Yeah, same ones over and over again.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously they either have really good PR people or they say things that are salacious. They gain a response, and that's why they keep... they're asked back a lot, but there are plenty of people. I mean, I have a congressman I'm great friends with here who is on TV every once in a while, but certainly not regularly, and he's fantastic. But, you know, they go to Jim Jordan every time or somebody else on the Republican side of the aisle. So it's kind of
speaking of Republicans, over the weekend, Orrin Hatch died. He was 88. I always thought he was one of the most moderate and even thinkers of the Republican Party. Maybe it's because of his age and, well, I mean, He was sort of a Trumper, I think, wasn't he at the end, Jennifer?
I think so.
Yeah, but he still was good. He got along. He had great friendships in the Senate.
Did you hear what you just said? He was a Trumper at the end, but he was still good.
Well, I have different thoughts about Trump than you do. And
that's
it has not to do with what they did.
That's about Trump. That's not about Orrin Hatch or the people who support him.
I know. I shouldn't even have brought it up. Yeah.
But I hosted an event over the weekend for law enforcement. I actually got national attention. It was really cool. I hosted a Tri-County Sheriff's Forum with the Sheriff of Los Angeles County, of Riverside County, and of San Bernardino County. And one of the people that covered it in the news media said, Jennifer Horn, a pro-Trump radio personality.
I don't know.
It's so funny. You talk about being polarizing.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that in people's depiction. But anyway, go ahead. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's about as polarizing as saying the Dodgers are doing well this year or the Dodgers are great.
Yeah, but no one introduces me as a pro-Dodger.
Well, they should. I think that you are.
I'm definitely one.
I know. How are they doing, by the way, so far this year?
They're the best team in baseball, baby cake.
According to whom?
The numbers.
Oh, really? The Dodgers are on the top of the second week? Good. Maybe they're... Should we have the World Series right now? Who's going to be in the World Series? Let's pick a team. They don't... Wait a minute. Let me just check. There's no Nashville team, so she probably likes the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah,
or what are they called now? They're not the Indians.
The Guardians.
The Guardians. That's right. The politically correct Cleveland
Guardians. I'm still like, who's that again?
Exactly.
The roller derby team in Cleveland, also called the Guardians. Somebody didn't do the research.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So let's go to Newark, where it's close to where Victoria. Oh, wait a minute. They don't have a team there either.
Oh, come Newark. On. Mets and Yankees.
The Newark Nice Guys. Or the Trenton Troublers. How about that? That'd be good for what's the closest team? Philadelphia? The Phillies. What else?
Well,
the New York
in,
teams.
Yeah, if you're in New Jersey, though, I mean, we're kind of always lumped in with New York. So we have both the Jets and Giants play football in New Jersey, but they're not New Jersey teams. They're both New York teams. So we kind of have gotten the shaft for a long time, and we don't have a baseball team. So we have to, everyone just picks Yankees or Mets. If you're in South Jersey, that's closer to Philly. So people, I guess, tend to be Phillies fans. But, yeah, we're not like a baseball state.
Boo to the Yankees. Boo! Boo! What a horrible...
Lewis is a Mets guy, right?
Lewis is... Yeah, he's from Queens, so he's a Mets guy, yeah.
So how does it determine... What, you live in Manhattan, you like the Yankees,
the Mets
live in
are
Queens?
Doing great this year.
But how do... Wait a minute, let's go back for a second.
It is territorial.
There are five boroughs. Huh?
Yeah. It is territorial, yes.
Really?
So, like, if you for sure, yeah. Like, there are parts of Brooklyn that is just 100% Yankees. Queens is divided between Yankees and Mets, more Mets than Yankees. It just really, yeah, it is parts of Long Island are very clear allegiances. Manhattanites are all Yankees, and the Mets get no love. So it just depends on where you are.
Wow, I didn't know that. For some reason, is it the same in football? The people live in Manhattan like the Giants, and the people live in
and
Brooklyn
the Jets,
like the Jets. Same
typically,
thing?
if you like the New York Giants, the New York Rangers, you'll also like the Yankees. And typically, the New York Jets and the Mets go together because they also have very clear distinctions in what the fan base looks like. And I'm just going to leave it at that because it is like one group looks really fashionable and the other does not.
There it is. That'll be something that'll show up on the DJV download. You can be sure of that. DJV download every day and the whole program. You can listen to us all day, every day if you'd like. Well, somebody must do it because we got a lot of people listening on the app, the DJV show. You can find the whole program every day, all day, and the DJV download. For example, we had a history lesson going on Earth Day. I think that's the most recent one. We talked about the Queen's 96th birthday. That's kind of a nice comment. Everybody likes to feel good, and we have lots of good time moments. The continuing defamation trial, that sounds like something that you do in the bathroom, doesn't it? With Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. All right, all that stuff, DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. So here we go into social media like Twitter and Instagram. You can find us there if you want to find out what people are saying or you want to hear or know what we're saying. It's at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner. So here we go with Harry Styles again. And he's got his. Are we still at Coachella? I thought that was a one weekend thing.
No, well, it used to be. Once upon a time, it was one weekend, but it's been two weekends for a few years now, and the second weekend just wrapped up.
Oh, so Harry Styles was there for both weekends? Don't we remember?
Yeah, they kept the same headliner. So Friday's headliner was Harry Styles, and then Saturday, same headliner, Sunday, same headliners for the two weekends back-to-back. So everybody kind of had a chance to see the musicians that they wanted to. It's the same set for both weekends. And Harry, so the first weekend, he brought out a big surprise, which was Shania Twain, and they sang together.
Oh, right.
And
yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And then the second weekend, so his big surprise was he brought out Lizzo. And they sang together. They even belted out Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
So, for the unwashed, who's Lizzo?
She's a queen. She's an amazing artist. She plays the flute. She is an advocate for healthy sizes, bigger sizes. Her music is awesome. We're going to play you some, Doug.
Are you?
It's the kind of music that just makes your shoulders bop.
Doesn't she have a new underwear line? I've been seeing that. Like a version of Skims.
Oh, does she have her own?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
I think I just saw that. Yeah.
Good for her. That's cool.
All right. Well, that's very exciting. You can tell I'm on the edge of my seat.
I know. Everybody's really, really thrilled about that.
It's okay.
You had more excitement over Shania Twain.
Doug has a crush on Shania.
It's cool. So. Yeah, very cool. All right. Steve Martin and the King Tut skit. This kind of stuff drives me nuts because it just shows you how clueless
most people are. All right? The millennials who don't get it, you don't get King Tut. Da-da-da-da-da-da, King Tut. It's funny. Steve Martin is funny. It was, this was what, back in the 70s when he was on SNL, as SNL just got started? You know, the way he moved you. And the arrow thing, right? Have you seen him do the arrow thing with the arrow in his head?
Yeah.
Or am I the only one here who's seen
it? Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I've seen the King Tut one, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what's the problem here, Jay?
Well, people are, that skit is kind of recirculating, and
yeah,
a lot of people
funny.
Who are millennials and Gen Z, who seem to be lumped with millennials, are just saying that they don't get it. They don't get
what?
It, and other people are like,
unbelievable.
Yeah, people are just commenting. So, well, the bigger question is, what's funny and what's not funny? And if you don't find something funny, then just move on. Something that may have been funny decades ago and was, quote-unquote, socially acceptable, even maybe
what,
it King wasn't Tuss okay
not
by today's standards, things...
I'm is that what that? We're saying? Huh? Who said that? King Tut is not socially acceptable.
In general, things that may not be considered socially acceptable today,
okay,
that were socially acceptable decades ago, don't need to have people like, well, that should be canceled. This person should be canceled because of it. That was comedy, and that comedy was allowed at one point. And so
but
the other thing
is, too,
is cultural appropriation now. And a lot of people are just kind of like, people of a certain age think it's very funny. Other people
yeah.
are just like, I don't get it.
It's
there's
hysterical.
No context. That's why, yeah.
No, there's no context here. It's funny. Period. End of story. Good God. What is the matter with people? Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast, with no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles. We make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
And there's a Trump-appointed judge in Louisiana that says, slow your roll. A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border, and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
16 attorney generals are pushing for a reversal on the Biden administration's decision to shut down construction on the Keystone XL pipeline. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson on Newsmax is leading a multi-state lawsuit against the Biden administration.
We haven't had a response, I mean, other than the talking points that we've heard from Jen Psaki and from the administration. You know, we'd like to see the president reverse course on Keystone. That would fix this problem. Keystone would be a long ways down the road towards completion. It would have offered some stability to the markets. It would have shown the futures market 800,000 barrels of Canadian and American oil coming to market every single day. That would have calmed this down. It would have cut the prices down. Instead, we're seeing 50% increases in gasoline prices. We're seeing 150% increase in natural gas prices. And that's when people don't often tie together with oil production, but that's where natural gas comes from. It's a byproduct of petroleum and of oil production. And that's why we're seeing such a huge increase in the price of propane and the price of natural gas.
Three private citizens returned from the International Space Station Monday, wrapping up a trip that marked NASA's debut as a bed and breakfast host. Flying back in a SpaceX capsule, they splashed down in the Atlantic off the Florida coast after 17 days at the ISS. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go.
Steve Martin.
In touch.
It's a pop. A young man, he never thought he'd see. People stand in line to see the boy king. How do you get the monkey? Did you do the monkey? Now, if I had known that line up just to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum. Buried with a donkey. He's my favorite honky.
That's it right there. That's why there's a problem. There it is. Okay,
what?
So.
I missed that. What's the problem?
Honky. The honky car reference.
What's a honky?
Yeah.
Is that true? Wait, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Hunky is slang for a white person.
Oh. So why is that bad? Okay. Okay. I didn't know that, but okay. I haven't heard any. I haven't heard anything about that.
Maybe we should play the whole thing.
That's what they used to throw around honky a lot.
God love you, Victoria. There are so many reasons that I'm happy that you're on this program with us.
Because I get to ask the stupid questions, like what's honky mean?
No, but you're so. It's funny because you're so close to your mother. And yet you are so divorced from things that come from her era or my era. It's a force of its own, and it's a source of much amusement with me. You provide much amusement.
You know, I don't know if my mom would know what a honky is.
I'd be surprised if she
did.
I'll have to ask
her today.
All right. So how much, Phil, that's 3 minutes and 40 seconds or something like that, right? Remember. Is it only two? I thought it was longer than that. Anyway, so Steve Martin is all over the Internet, and that was something from 1970, whatever, when he was first on SNL. That, among many other politically incorrect things, which never could get on the air today. The whole thing that he and Belushi and Aykroyd used to do the hamburger, 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 Pepsi, 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 and then they do their routine as Lithuanians or Ukrainians who were in town, or they dressed up in plaid.
They were Czechs. Guys.
Yeah, right. And they were chasing the women around, and it was it was more than hysterical. It made it worthwhile to stay up on Saturday night just to watch those guys have their fun. And SNL today is, other than the weekend update, is a big waste of time, unless there's really a good guest on.
I feel like this past season, though, the last two seasons have actually been really good.
Yeah.
It just depends on who the guest is, but I've definitely been fast forwarding a lot less.
Would you say,
watch it,
Jay, that Victoria's a millennial? She's not.
Yeah.
She is sort of.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the whole thing. For those of you who missed the discussion earlier on, we were talking about Steve Martin and King Tut and how most millennials just don't get it. They don't think it's funny. And I think we just saw an example of that.
Well, I think it's funny. I just didn't know what honky meant. But I think it's funny. I love Steve Martin. I'm a big Steve Martin fan. So,
yeah,
I don't
great.
Know.
So what about it awesome. Is
and
funny?
And that King Tut, I mean, from what you played, I was moving my shoulders. I was dancing around. And
right.
A lot of people don't realize what the context of the skit was at the time, where King Tut, a museum exhibit in real life, was traveling across the states. So King Tut had the United States kind of captivated in that sense, and that was a very timely skit.
Right. He was the boy king, as they refer to him, because he was like 14 when he became the pharaoh or the king,
and then he died when he was
19 or something. Yeah, he died.
I did a whole report on him in school.
You did? Did you? Wasn't he buried with snakes or something? He was buried with something.
According to Steve Martin, he was buried with a donkey. We just heard it in the song. And that's, I guess, how he set up the rhyme for honky.
That's right. It's called poetic license, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's not either people don't get it or they think that it's politically incorrect. And so it's just
to
gather
like Gen
all
Z really needs to take responsibility for this. This is not a millennial.
Thank you.
This is Gen Z.
Yeah, leave millennials alone. Most of us are in our 30s now.
Yeah.
Gen Z is your problem, people. Not us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like people need to relax with the community.
Get
the
a life, will you please? Yes.
I mean, you look at some of the funniest movies of all time.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And, like Blazing Saddles and all these things that would have never.
Couldn't get it done today.
You can't watch them on TV today. It has to be all flipped out. And,
well, really, anything prior to 2005.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Part of comedy,
what happened in 2005?
I don't know. It just seems like that's when most things switched. Friends? There's a lot of people that have issues with certain storylines and jokes in the sitcom Friends.
Really?
Really, anything.
Those
are
people that are so boring. Nobody wants to hang out with them anyway. So
everybody wants
to
find an issue with something. Like Doug says, just move on with your life. You don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Well, and the point of comedy is to push the envelope. It's to make people feel uncomfortable. That's what makes it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of killed that. You know, now everything has to be just like vanilla.
Okay, let's go back to Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC. I don't know if they ever did a skit about that. You could, well, but I mean, in the fun department, here's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, but it could be. Marjorie Taylor Greene goes over to AOC's office in the Congressional Office Building, and she picks up the gate for the mail slot, and she starts yelling through that at AOC. Now,
she's
that
a crazy
was,
person.
Right. That would be a fabulous skit if it wasn't for so many right-wingers who think that she's some kind of goddess, or there weren't so many left-wingers who think AOC is some kind of goddess. Give it a rest, will you? These are just two people who happen to be opportunists, in a manner of speaking. And so there's an opportunity there for the rest of us to have some fun, maybe at their expense, but who cares? And why should anybody care whether they're offended by it or they aren't offended by it? There were so many people that was. I remember when Jerry Ford was president, Chevy Chase used to every week take shot after shot after shot at him for falling down, for whatever it was. He couldn't finish his sentence, whatever it was. And it was funny. And I was a big Jerry Ford fan. I loved Jerry Ford. I wished he was still president. A little hard for now because he's dead, but you know what I mean. He was a very kind of even-keeled. He wasn't a flashy guy. He wore cheap suits, and he was bald, and he drank a martini every day. His wife was an alcoholic. She went to she created the Betty Ford Center. They loved each other, supported each other. They had a rocky life, and yet it was okay. His son turned out pretty good. What is he, an actor still today, right? Stephen Ford still, you can still see him in a lot of, he and Clint Eastwood's son do a lot of stuff together. And anyway, that's beside the point. I'm just saying that we've gotten so serious about stuff. Good God. Give it a rest, will you? It's just life. It is life. I actually found this to be pretty I laughed when I saw this and I thought this is so appropriate. So we all know how the oligarchs in Russia, they take themselves so seriously. They've got all of these boats, and they've got these foreign estates, and they drive these big cars. So there was a shipment of Range Rovers and Mercedes and all kinds of expensive cars that were supposed to go into Russia. Because the Russians, you can't buy them in Russia. There's no Range Rover dealership in Moscow. So they come in through the European Union, but wait, the European Union has sanctions on everything that's going into any of the cities in Russia. So now the Cadillacs and the Mercedes and the Range Rovers and all of the other high-end cars, luxury vehicles, the Range Rover is the most popular. I remember a friend of mine who works now. he runs a Chevy dealership, but he used to run the Range Rover dealership. So he told me the story about these kids. This was 4 or 5 years ago. The Chinese kids that were in school in Boston would come in to buy Rovers, and they'd have cash, and they'd buy two or three at a time. These are 20-year-old, 21-year-old kids. And they just come in and they buy whatever. There's three or four. Okay, give me those three or four cars. And then they'd whip out the cash and pay for them and drive them away. Well, what they were doing was buying them, driving them to the seaport, putting them on boats and sending them back to China where they could sell them for three times what they paid for them over here. Finally, Range Rover got wise to it and they put a stop to it to the point where if you were a Chinese kid, you went into a Range Rover.
Huh? Right? That's probably not an easy thing to stop, because how do you prevent someone from buying an item with cash?
By having, I guess, some kind of a quota. They became very politically incorrect to do it, but they just said if a Chinese kid comes in, I don't know whether they made this public or not, he told me the story. Chinese kids come in with money, don't sell them the car. Tell them the car's already been sold. Or tell them all the cars have been sold. And then you can't do that. I don't know.
Were they somehow undermining the dealerships in China, or are there no dealerships?
There are
in
no
China?
Dealerships in China.
Well, there's now that Tesla factory. Well, now there's the big Tesla factory that just opened, the store and factory in China. It had to close down again because of COVID, but that's so they're going to be.
I think there are probably Range Rover dealerships in China now because there is like the most popular car in China, believe it or not, is a Buick. But the others, the Nouveau Riche over there, want to drive. Wait till they see the price tag on the new Rover, the high end Rover. They have June 4th. They come out with the 2023 Range Rover, which has been redesigned. Price tag for the upper end is the same as a Rolls Royce.
Wow.
$246,000.
Are you kidding?
For the top
That's
of the
insane.
Line.
Insane. For a Range Rover, huh?
Yeah. They're well. They supposedly the people who are driving the Rolls Royce SUV have been
which are very nice, by the way. That's a good looking SUV.
They tested out. They had some people who were they brought in. They did focus groups, and they looked for people who were driving because the Rolls Royce SUV has only been around for a couple of years. So okay, you drive one of those. Come to the dealership. We'll give you something, a consideration or whatever for a new car. So take a ride in this and tell us what you think. To a person. This was done in New York, Los Angeles, and some other place. I forget where it was. Maybe San Francisco or up in the Northwest. Somewhere where there's lots of people who drive both Range Rovers and Rolls Royce. So they said, oh, yeah, this is the same as my car, which is what they're trying to do. So the equivalent car, if any of us can even imagine this. So the $256,000 Range Rover is being sold against a $380,000 Rolls-Royce SUV. So
the Bentley SUV is up
that's
in the 300s,
crazy.
Too, I think.
Yeah, no, it's very expensive. Yep.
The Howard.
So there it is.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, you can buy a house for that. Yeah. All right, 48 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. R-A-M-P dot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program podcast. There's a great way for you to find out all sorts of things. The newsletter is full, chock full of info. We'll get to that after we answer a listener's question. Dylan listens to this program. He lives in southern Kentucky, down where Jay is. During the summer, they get a lot of condensation dripping off of their AC ducts. Yeah, that's not unusual. They don't have basements down there though much, do they? I don't think they do.
No, they don't. But I think he's concerned about the crawl space. I mean, look, I have seen the condensation drip off the ducts that go through attics too, and then it shows up on your ceiling. But the key here is really to insulate those ducts. You can't have just plain metal ducts in a space like that because it's so warm that you're going to get that condensation against the exterior. And when that happens, it's going to release water and it can make a heck of a mess. I mean, it really can release a lot of water.
Yeah.
You know, something like 90 pints a day in an Ooh. Average house.
Wow, they'd fill up that dehumidifier pretty quickly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so what's the fix with the condensation?
Insulating the ducts. So, you know, wrapping the ducts with an insulation, with a duct insulation. Or, I mean, if it really bugs you, there's a different type of duct that actually is insulated. It's like a fiberglass wrap on the outside. It's part of it. But, you know, you don't really have to switch out your ducts. You can just insulate them. Because think about it. If the warm, moist air can't strike the cold duct, it's not going to condense and not going to release the water.
Cold duct. Isn't that some kind of a drink?
I think it's a champagne, isn't there something?
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah, right. So yeah. I'll drink to that. All right, next.
My vast knowledge of wine.
Yes, right. There is.
Pull that out.
There's Jennifer one. Yeah, right. Nice going. The Money Pit podcast.
Yeah.
And the focus on what's going on right now. I think I'm in the process of spreading manure and compost and things in a lot of my fields on the farm, and I live in a suburban area, so every day I see four or five trucks driving around, Turf, True, and all these other outfits that
right.
spray all their horrible chemical on your lawn to make it green. Are people yeah. still buying into that, or have they got the way to get the lawn green without having to use all those chemicals that will kill
well,
their kids and their dogs?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are looking for the convenience. I mean, look, yeah. you're a unique situation there because you can do this all yourself,
yeah.
As can I. But
well, isn't there something you can do that isn't loaded with all kinds of chemicals?
There are some companies out there that specialize in less toxic lawn care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
how like an advertisement
segment of the population.
We have less toxic. Call us for a less
well, yeah.
toxic lawn. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, we love our green lawns, man.
Yeah. Well, don't put your kid out there with bare feet. Roll around and after they spray, to yeah. let your dog go out there or you'll be having a funeral because that stuff is really bad. I'm surprised they get away with it with the environmental yahoos being what they are today, how they can spray all that crap all over people's lawns. Is there no oversight to that?
Certainly, every state has its own oversight. But, you know, I was just thinking there's a company called Sunday. Their website is getsunday.com. That's an example of a company that has a lot of green and more natural lawn care products.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a do-it-yourself. It's like a subscription deal, you know.
Right.
You send it all to you. You hook it up to your hose and do it.
Right, spray it around. And those little, you got those yep. little things you use, like, what is it? What's the long-time fertilizer used for flowers and stuff that begins with an M? Why am I blanking?
Yep, got me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they'll send you a sprayer to put their stuff on. You hook the hose onto the end of it, and you just spray
right.
the
yep,
stuff
that's
on.
Right. It's a ready to use sprayer.
Miracle-Grow. Miracle-Grow.
Miracle-Grow, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's the Money Pit. Get the Money Pit podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. Then there's the newsletter.
Yep.
There are a lot of people
about
who...
the newsletter. We're talking about outdoor kitchens
yeah.
This week coming up. That's a popular project. And, you know, there you can build these yourself. They have kits now where you stack blocks into the shapes that you need, whether it's a grill enclosure, an entire counter, you know, spaces to leave, lead out space for the refrigerator and so on. Rumblestone is the product there. And they
so
have
if you're
a kit.
Good at Legos, you'd be good at this.
Exactly. No mortar required. Exactly. No mortar required. Yeah.
Yeah, what happens when... Do they don't adhere together, they just fit in together, right?
Well, all you do is you put a bead of, like, construction adhesive, like out of a caulking gun yeah. between the layers, but no mortar.
Moneypit.com/newsletter. Check that out. Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler with us here at 59 after the hour.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.